Yeah. XFFM Christ music is hot music. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Wait, you forgot to do something. This guy forgot to do something.
Yes.
Can you do the intro?
Okay. Hello, everybody. Christ music is hot music. Wait for it. Man, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I cannot forget Mr. Calvin. It's obvious, man. You're with your boys, Marcus and Calvin. Calvin, how you doing, man?
I'm cool, man.
Oh, as long as you're cool, man.
I'm blazing.
It's ablazing, man. You sit in the city ablaze, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking about ablaze, please, man. Please, guys. There's the Ablaze album that's out there. And, hey, man, that album is too much. It's too much, man.
In fact, it's three much, man.
So, guys, you guys can get it on. It's on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? But man, this album's too much. But, man, we're gonna do a little mix up. So, I think it was last week. A guy that commented on our show from last week saying that you think it's better than the English Premier League. So that was his question.
Yeah.
That was his question. You know what I'm saying? So what we were thinking, right? Like, okay, let's give him a call and see what's his thoughts. So later on in the show, we are going to give Tepo from Henley a call to see his thoughts about it.
Yep. UEFA.
Because last week we were talking about La Liga, so he was asking, is it better than the English Premier League? That's what he was asking.
The English Premier League.
Yes.
Okay, look, my opinion, it is better than that.
But we are gonna give him a call.
But at the last part,
we're gonna talk more about the interesting sport. But some people like it, some people don't. You'll never know.
Yep.
We're gonna talk about a little bit of baseball. You know what I'm saying? Now, obviously, it's an American thing, you know. It's an American thing, but we're just spicing up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're doing a mixture. But hey, man, who are you looking forward to 2018, man? I am looking forward to 2018, man.
In fact, I'm at that point where I'm tired. I've been saying I'm looking forward to 2018.
Maybe you're tired of living in 2017. You just want to go to 2018. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, let's not forget we must end it with a bang.
Yeah.
End 2017 with a bang. Obviously, we have a Christmas special. We have a New Year special that are coming up, man. But hey, man, I'm looking forward to 2018. There's a lot that we are going to bring you in 2018. I promise you. We're gonna go on other levels. We're gonna go on so many levels. But man, let's take a break. And listen to some hot music.
Yeah.
Christ music is hot music. Wait for it. Ba, 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 ba. Autosara.
Let me go.
D me up, Scotty.
I'm on my Kanye, nothing y'all can tell me. Take a torch to all the border culture, sell me. So apart from what I see on my telly, more crazy headlines on the screen of my celly. We call evil good and label good evil. If you object, they say you offer your rocker. It takes God and me to deal with these people. Flesh urging me to chop them up like Baraka. Trigger for a ton like I'm packing nine. Critics disappear with slow reaction time. Make you pause in your tracks like a traffic sign. Put your fists with these hands of mine. USA going through some tragic times. With full support clowns, label masterminds. Both the media, what they saying is asinine. Like our black men and thugs blasting nines. Like we tubed on the tail between facts in line. Like the cops killing us just the best time. I'd rather lose my place and be last in line. Be a punk and stay quiet like a pantomime. But God forbid I get a broken tail like they say. Get out my car, tell me raise up my hands. Officer, please don't shoot, I pay my taxes. Do right by society and take care of my kids. All of y'all ain't the same. I know it's cops out here trying to do right, but the problem at hand is some of y'all take advantage of that bad, trying to regulate based on the color of skin. I will not endorse the Panthers of Malcolm X and start a war for the killing. But beware, I know folks sick of injustice, ready to pop off to show you how they feeling. Shut up.
You ain't gon' like our sound, but I'm about to tell you how this thing go down. If we don't trust God, then we all gon' drown.
Shut up.
You ain't gon' like our sound.
Aye.
You ain't gon' like. You ain't gon' like.
Shut up.
Then gon' like cover town. I'm about to tell you how this thing go down. If we don't trust God, then we all gon' drown. Then gon' like cover town. Ding-dong-lang,
oh my goodness, oh my goodness, they try to get me for the okie door, but I'm still riding. Try to stop my drive, I push the pedal down and skirt off a guy, ain't no ceasing my grinding. I was under the impression that Christians were supposed to love on all their neighbors. I was unaware it only applied to folks with the same color skin and the same language. Am I bugging? Am I missing something? Someone come and tell me if I'm tripping.
Am I tripping?
I'm just pointing out it seem ironic how some say they stand for love as Christians. You could quote a million scriptures from the word while they not matching what you living. That's like flaming up and wearing red and telling everybody that you crippin'. And don't get me started on these politics. I get a headache every time I follow it. Each time Donald put his foot in his mouth, they bring up Clinton's emails to get him up out of it. We front like everything, POTUS do positive, while back in everything, pushing in godliness.
What?
The man said he could shoot somebody and not lose voters, then we put him in office.
Office.
Let us not say nothing negative, they'll get mad and tell us, pray for our lead. We justifying everything that they do, and even when we know they mislead us, deceive us. I do not care if you a Democrat or Republican, know what party you believe in. All I know is when the tongue is the fan, ain't nothing saving us except the name of Jesus.
Shut up.
You ain't gon' like our sound, but I'm about to tell you how this thing go down. If we don't trust God, then we all gon' drown.
Shut up.
You ain't gon' like our sound. You ain't gon' lie, you ain't gon' lie.
Shut
up. You ain't gon' like our sound. I'm about to tell you how this thing go down. If we don't trust God, then we all gon' drown.
Shut up.
You ain't gon' like our sound. You ain't gon' lie, you ain't gon' lie.
I'm done arguing with you. You need to listen to the things that I say, because I'm the mom and I'm the dog.
No, listen to me. I'm just trying to get them to stick.
I'm done arguing with you.
Linda, I'm done arguing with you.
Whoa. Outsider.
Yeah, Christ music is hot music, hot music, hot music, hot music, hot music, hot music. Hey man, I hope you guys are enjoying, huh? What's wrong?
We're active, bro.
Yes, we're active. Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because Christ music is hot music.
Of course, of course. Wait, I think we forgot something, Calvin. The thing, the poo thing.
Oh,
you see, you see. You complain, okay, I'm forgetting.
Okay, you remember this time, I remember the first stuff. Okay, Lila, listen to that. The guys, by the way, that's our holy sirens. We call it a holy sirens.
Holy sirens.
Yes.
Holy sirens.
Okay, pull that in there.
Ba, 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 ba. Yeah. So basically, like I said, we are going to talk a bit about baseball. So it's similar. It's similar to cricket, but you know people that have baseball bats, they use it to hit people sometimes. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, they want to kill a person. I'm like, how? What the baseball bat? That thing's hard, man.
Hey, man, that thing, man.
That thing's hard. Like, literally. But what it says is baseball is a bat and a ball game played between two teams in nine players.
Okay, that's two basic stats, obviously. Surely everyone knows that.
Most of the people know that. So let me just carry on. Each two take turn batting and fielding. The batting team attempt to score runs by hitting the ball they're thrown by the opposing team pitcher. With the bat swung by the batter and run counter clock around the series of four bases. So in baseball, right? Let's say they hit the ball, then they run. They have to run.
Yeah.
I think it's just four bases. If the ball reaches like the last base, the last base, and they don't catch the ball, they're out.
They're out.
They're out. You know what I'm saying?
It's a weird sport, man.
It's a weird sport. It's actually a weird sport because some people don't understand it. And
like me.
This is the sports show, brother. Mm-hmm. It's the sports show, brother. We do every single sport, okay? So actually we're learning something new, okay? So please don't judge, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, because Okay, how many teams are in the baseball? I think there's 9 teams. Mixed gender, yes, separate competitors. Type, team, sport, bat and ball, equipment, ball. No, it's a baseball bat, a baseball glove, and a base, and bases. Mm. Okay. Country or region, worldwide, most permitted in American and East Asia. So this sport is like, they can watch it worldwide, but they only play it in Asia and in North America. So this sport unfortunately doesn't exist in South Africa.
Okay, do you like baseball? Do you like playing baseball? Is it your thing?
Would
you do it for?
I would do it as a career. Hobby. Maybe as a career. I don't know. Or maybe what would you choose?
I wouldn't do it though. Because I don't think
Okay. Just to know that Calvin's not
and
a
it
fan
looks
of
boring,
soccer.
By the way.
He's not a fan of soccer and he's not a fan of baseball.
Yeah, I only watch soccer when Madrid plays, guys.
And he's only a fan of rugby. Okay. Mm. So please just bear
so
with me.
So would you play baseball?
I would, like, I wouldn't like play for the money. I just play for fun. As long as I'm learning something, Mr. Calvin. All right. As long as I'm
about learning. No.
It's no, man. You have to learn.
Yes, of course. There are
you have to learn in sports.
But
in sports, you can't learn.
Surely, there's things you don't want to learn.
Okay, wait. Right? How did you learn? How did you learn to play rugby?
How did I learn?
Exactly.
Rugby at school.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Okay.
Because
I wanted to.
Ah, come on.
You see,
maybe it's the love of sport. That's the problem. You're not in love with baseball. That's why you don't want to do baseball. You know what I'm saying? It's a American sport. And Olympics, it was in 1912, 1936, 1952, 1956, 1964, 1984, and 1988. Medal sport is 1992 and 2008. And the next one is in 2020. That's the
serious.
Yeah, that's the next one.
You see how boring it is. So far.
What do you mean it's boring?
Yeah.
Calvin is saying it's boring.
From 2008 to
2020.
Nah, man, I don't even know.
Wow, you know why he's saying it's boring, guys, all over the world. Well, he's saying boring. Because he's saying it's boring because he never played it. Okay.
And I don't want to play.
And he doesn't want to play it. So
okay,
please.
Simple. What sports don't you like? What sports don't you like doing?
That's a very, very hard question to answer.
It's not a hard question.
Okay. Golf!
What?
Yes!
Yeah,
golf.
Okay, I also don't like golf.
I'm sorry for all the golfs out there.
I used to be a carry. You know, a carry.
What is
it? In Kimberley, where I used to stay, we call them carries.
Yes, carry. What is that?
A carry is someone. So we always chill there by there, but they call it a clubhouse.
Yes,
where
yes,
the
yes.
cars come in and they park there.
Mm.
Then you have to run to a car, fight to your boor, take his what's this? His bag full of sticks.
Yes.
Carry it for him. Go where he plays. Put a pick for him. Put his ball there. He plays. He hits the ball. You have to look where it falls. You have to go to it. Stand next to it. He comes. But normally when you use to it, you know already when he gets there what stick he's going to use. Man, he start changing sticks. He finds the stick ready there. The ball is ready. You just get there. You take a stick. You hit again. He takes your stick. He walks. That's the type of thing I used to do. And guess how much you used to get? You used to do it for like 30 bucks, 30 rand.
30 rand. I thought they make a lot of money.
No, I'm saying for us carries. Because we used to carry bags. Ah, there would be a lot of us in the morning waiting at that clubhouse, especially Saturdays.
Really?
Saturdays would sit there, cars would come in, man. Me, I already know my boy, man. He was Pierce. So as soon as that buggy pulled in, if the boys run, I'm like,
yes.
That's my boss.
But hey, man, you know Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah.
You know Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't like golf, he makes money out of it, okay?
Yeah, people. There's people who make money.
You make money stuff, out of it, like, yeah, they became millionaires because of golf.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind doing it just for fun, just for the sake of doing it. But I'm not saying stop playing it. Please, guys, just bear with me. Guys all over the world,
obviously,
America.
Everyone's got a different opinion.
Everybody's got a different
sport.
Opinion.
There's
someone who hates
rugby out there. There's someone who hates soccer out there.
Okay.
They love.
Think people hate rugby because because of the pain. There's so much pain.
No, besides the others, like, they have this mindset of, you're gonna break yourself. Speak to someone who's never played rugby and say, come, let's play rugby. I don't wanna break myself. That's the most statement that
you're scared of breaking. But the thing is, if you play it properly, mm-hmm, you wouldn't actually get hurt.
And don't play with the mindset of I'm gonna break something.
You'll end up getting broken. You end up getting broken. You know what? I was actually having that mindset. I say, today I'm going to break somebody. Next thing you find yourself broken, going, no. It's not that way, guys. Even American football is that dangerous.
Yep.
American football is dangerous, man.
American football. But at least American football has got shoulder packs, everything.
But this sport is dangerous. I mean,
but there's a chance of you surviving in that sport because you've got body packs.
Okay, would you yourself play American football?
Yeah, with the clothing, yes, I would.
Because I feel that
it
I need to get huge. You need to get huge for that sport.
Yes, I know. Especially if I had to go now with this. You're making my funeral.
There's your funeral right there. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, guys, we're gonna take a break. And right now, we're gonna listen to some hot music. Yeah, don't you think?
We're carrying on with hot music.
We are carrying on with our Christian music, which is hot music.
Yep.
And wait for it. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, Active FM, Christ music is hard music. Hold it. Then, bo, 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 bo.
That's the sad part.
But anyway, man, like I said, we're gonna call a guy named Tep Boy, and he's from Hillion Club, South Africa. And basically we're gonna find out because he commented on the show that we did last week with regards to La Liga. La Liga. So the question also, like, would you say it's better than the English Premier League? So we are gonna give him a call.
Okay.
We are gonna give him a call right now. And hey man, I'm looking forward to this.
Yay, Tepo, how are you, man?
Hey, how are you, my guy?
How's it, man? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, yourself.
Great, man. Anyway, you were asking a question about is the English Premier League better than La Liga?
Yeah, I actually wanted to find which one you guys find.
Okay. I think the La Liga is better than the English Premier League. Obviously, that's my opinion. Surely you've got your reasons why to the English Premier League is
better than La Liga.
Do you understand? Yeah.
Okay. Right. Why would you say English Premier League is better than La
Liga? Okay. I would say first of all, it has better players, bro.
Man, and okay, me man, I don't know. Like, okay, have you watched PSL soccer? Okay, so what I've done is I was comparing, man. I was looking at, obviously, the English Premier League. Not really. I'm not a fan, but I was comparing between the PSL and the La Liga thing.
Yes.
I was looking at the highlights on YouTube.
Yes.
So I was looking at PSL. I was checking as well, like the type of goals they're scoring, how they score, and man, like La Liga, man, those guys score crazy goals. Like, okay, even the soccer, like the performance for,
I mean,
for me, for me, ah, for me, that's.
But Tepo, come and ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
Okay, in La Liga, who do you think is a better team? Is it Real Madrid or is it Barcelona? Tell me who and why.
I'm a Barca fan.
Yes. Yes. Why? Yeah, why? Yeah. Why?
Look, man, the way they play football, man. That's how football should be played across the world, you know.
Yes, Calvin.
Yeah, I have to say, right now, Real Madrid are better because it's just they haven't found themselves. The type of football that they want to play.
All right. So, in your opinion, the English Premier League is better than La Liga. Can you let us know why, man?
Yeah. For one reason only, Stoke City get beat Man City anyway.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas La Liga, you know that the league is only beating Barcelona and Madrid.
Yeah.
So, but I would say that La Liga, they have the best players in the world. Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yes.
But then in terms of entertainment and in terms of competitiveness,
yeah,
the English Premier League is on top of the world, man. They
Well, I would actually, okay. I see why. So he's trying to say that you know, there's a it's they have the best team. They have the best teams in the Premier League. Am I correct?
Yeah.
They work as a team. Is it correct? Okay, I get your opinion, man. Anyway, thanks for being in the show, man.
Thanks, man, but I'm offended. Offended, man.
I'm
hurt. I'm heartbroken.
Don't be hurt. Yo, Tepo, thank you, man. Thank you for joining us, man. Get your friends to listen to the show, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call, guys.
Hey,
yeah,
man. Tepo. All right, thanks, man. Cheers. Man. Yo, man. Hey, man. And guys,
Tepo.
Yes, Tepo's right, man. Tepo's right.
Okay, look, don't worry, we're gonna get different opinions.
But guys, you see, this is what you get. This is what you get. We can actually call you. We can actually speak about your comment. You can comment on the show. then we can call you.
Yeah. I believe there's Madrid fans out there. Madrid fans, I don't know how you let Tepo
say
such.
Okay.
I would like comments from Madrid fans as well.
Okay, if you're a Madrid fan or a Barca, mm-hmm. Barca fan, you can actually comment on this show mm-hmm. and tell us why.
Why?
Please. Please tell us why.
I need some real Madrid fans.
Please. And we can actually call y'all. And we can organize something and say, okay, you're saying Real Madrid is better, you're saying Barcelona is better. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? And we will be debating about the league and all that stuff, man. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show. Yep. If you want to listen to some more shows, then go to www.activefm.co.za. And you can go on to Facebook and Instagram on ActiveFM777, which is
the number of heaven.
All right. So guys, please, like I said, please comment. Mm-hmm. Share the show. Mm-hmm. Share to your friends and family.
More of you guys,
and we want to reach around the world.
We just don't want to hear Marcus's opinion.
We want
to hear different.
We want to hear different opinion. You know? Also, not Calvin's opinion, of course. Your opinion doesn't matter as well. Not even mine. Okay. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show, and we're gonna see you next week, same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, saying peace out and God bless. Whoa, wait for it. Bo, 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 bo. Christ music is hot music.